Hey Rob, how you doing?
I'm well. Before we talk about your trip to Nashville on Saturday night, just talk about how your preseason camp is going and how you're feeling about your team headed into the opener.
Yeah, I feel good. You know, when we went through preseason camp, I felt like we were able to check the boxes that you need to check during preseason camp. And that's, you know, the skill development piece, preparing our team physically, you know, for the volume and intensity of a game. So I think we're in a good place there physically and avoided, you know, too many injuries. So we're going into this game relatively healthy. And then, you know, cover the critical situational football scenarios, you know, to get our guys ready. So felt like we were able to check some of those boxes. And like most teams in our league and in football right now, a lot of us have experience coming back, you know, with the additional COVID years. And for us, particularly being a developmental program where we're, you know, we've been able to retain our players and, you know, have them for, you know, four and a half, 5 years. You know, we do have some experience coming back, so we're able to move a little bit quicker through some installs and things like that.
I'm sure you were up late on Saturday night getting a little sneak peek at Vanderbilt. But what's the biggest challenge of opening with an SEC team on the road? And are your guys excited about that opportunity?
Yeah. So, well, you said it, you know, it's an SEC team. And so we know the recruiting in the SEC is a little bit different, as well as the resources, facilities and all that. So, you know, they look like an SEC team. They don't look like the same team we saw on film last fall. You know, and they're coming off a great win at Hawaii. They've got experience all over their 2D. But our guys are fired up. We're anxious. We're really looking forward to the trip to Nashville and play an SEC opponent in a nice venue and you know, play against a different color jersey at this point.
Let's talk a little bit about your team. We'll start on offense. First time in a while that Davis Cheek isn't behind center, but I know you've brought in some quarterbacks that you're happy with. Just give us a little breakdown of your offense headed into the opener.
Yeah, so, you know, going in offensively, you know, we've had a lot of growth up front. You know, our offensive line, we rebuilt that after that 2018 season. And it's been a work in progress, but now we've got more consistency. Everyone who's playing for us up front, you know, had snaps last fall, played significant snaps last fall. So that's going to help us. And it's also going to help us that we have a veteran receiving group out wide with Jackson Parham, Bryson Daughtry, and Chandler Brayboy. Those guys have started a bunch of games and have been productive in the CAA. And that'll help us bring our quarterbacks along. You know, I feel like we've got a couple quarterbacks that we can win with, you know, and we plan to play both quarterbacks in our game on Saturday.
Question for you this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. That was kind of my question. You expect to see two quarterbacks on Saturday. How does that help you, you know, going into the game and being able to play two guys?
Yeah. I think it helps us, Eddie, because when you have multiple quarterbacks that, you know, that we feel can play and help us win, it's important that we thoroughly evaluate and prepare those guys. So that's why we want to play them both on Saturday. And we're preparing to play for the next 15 weeks. So, you know, we're likely going to need two quarterbacks. Rarely do you get through a season with just one quarterback. So we want to make sure we are thoroughly evaluating and preparing both guys. And, you know, we feel like we can win with them.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, good morning. On the topic of quarterbacks, what were your impressions of Mike Wright from looking at that film? I know he had the long touchdown run and threw a couple of scores. What do you kind of see? What's it take to contain a quarterback like that?
Yeah, Mike Wright, he's an impact player. You know, he's a terrific athlete. He can extend plays. They used him a good amount with some, you know, designed quarterback runs. And even into the fourth quarter, you know, they were, or late in the game, you know, up around 50 points, you know, they're still running lead draw with him. So they're not afraid to run him. But he's a real nice athlete. He's a good sized kid. Really good dual threat quarterback.
Tony, let's kind of leads into talking about your defense. A lot of experienced guys that are back trying to stop a guy like Mike Wright. How has your defense performed through camp, and who are some guys that you're looking to step up and be leaders for you?
Yeah, we've had a great camp defensively. You know, that group, because of the continued consistency with that group, you know, we have a new defensive coordinator in Devontae Edwards, but he was on our staff previously and did a great job last year with us. And so, you know, that group was just able to continue to grow and get better all spring and in the fall. And really, it's been a disruptive front for us. You know, Torrence Williams is an experienced player and a leader who's ready to really have a breakout season here in the CAA. You know, it's been a real talented conference on the defensive line the last couple of years. You know, so you may not have heard a ton about Torrence Williams, but I expect him to have a breakout type of season for us up front. You know, and we've really improved our ability to rush the quarterback with the development of some of our other guys up front and on the edge. We've got experienced linebackers in Devontae Chandler and Jameer Malone. Nick Velos has played a lot of snaps for us at linebacker as well. So those guys, they've got range in their physical. And then we've got some experience out back, you know, when, you know, Cole Coleman and Trayvon Jones and Omar Rogers have played a lot of football in the CAA. Bo Sanders started 4 games for us last year. So there's a lot of experience back there. And we've done a nice job recruiting and developing our younger DBs too. So we're starting to build some depth out back.
Kind of a follow-up question from Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Coach, with that experience in your secondary, will you be able to maybe blitz a little bit more and get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback this year?
Yeah, you all, I mean, that changes game. When you can get some pressure on the quarterback, not let him sit back there comfortable, that has a big impact on the effectiveness of your defense. So we do expect those guys to be able to hold up back there. And, you know, we're not afraid to put them on an island and pressure offenses. So that's in our nature. And we want our kids to be able to play fast and play free and play aggressive.
Quick follow-up. What do you think the fans, or what's going to be the biggest difference under Coach Edwards in the defense this year?
He's got them playing real hard, real fast right now, with an emphasis on touching the football and creating turnovers. And, you know, we keep track of and reward, you know, takeaway attempts every day in practice. It's a huge emphasis for us, our daily heist and what our goals are, to be disruptive and touch the football. So that's an area that I've seen our defense really buy into. So they're playing fast, physical, and with a lot of emotion and enthusiasm.
Kyle, do you have a follow-up, or are you good? Okay, I think his hand's still raised. Tony, before I let you go, just talk about just keys to success for your team on Saturday night, what you'd like to see from your group.
Yeah, when you go into a season opener, you've got to avoid the first game pitfalls, you know, that tend to get you beat early in the season. So, you know, it's the pre-snap penalties, it's the ball security. We've got to minimize the explosive plays that we give up on defense. And, you know, some of those explosive plays can come from missed tackles. Some of them can come from missed assignments or communication. So, you know, we want to make sure we force Vanderbilt to earn the field defensively. And, you know, you avoid any special teams catastrophes. You know, you want to be clean on special teams. You know, we avoid those early season pitfalls. I think our guys will go out there and play hard and compete and give them everything we've got.
All right, Tony, safe travels for you and your group to Nashville on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next week.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.